News, I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial is underway in the U.S. Senate, with Majority Leader Mitch McConnell allowing more time for presentation of opening arguments. McConnell had originally proposed 24 hours of arguments over 2 days, which Democrats and some Republicans argued would create a sham proceeding. The Kentucky Republican then said he would allow 3 days of arguments. In his opening statement, California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff repeated the charges that President Trump abused his power and obstructed Congress.
Those articles charge President Donald John Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The misconduct set out in those articles is the most serious ever charged against a president.
President Trump's lawyer, Pat Cipollone, said that there is no case against Trump. President Trump is the third U.S. president ever to be impeached. No U.S. president has ever been removed from office by impeachment. Thousands of miles away, President Trump delivered what he pledged to be a change at the Davos summit. We get more from Joe Davies.
At the World Economic Forum, where climate change has been talk of the town, the president had an environmental pledge of his own.
Today, I'm pleased to announce the United States will join $1 trillion Trees Initiative.
But in an apparent rebuke to the initiative, the teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg said simply planting trees isn't enough to combat climate change.
We're not telling you to offset your emissions by just paying someone else to plant trees in places like Africa, while at the same time forests like the Amazon are being slaughtered at an infinitely higher rate.
President Trump has never been afraid to speak his mind. In the same speech, he derided what he called the pessimism of activists, predicting the apocalypse.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. This is VOA News. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in China has climbed as authorities reported a surge in new cases. As Lauren Anthony reports, fears that hundreds of millions of people traveling for the Lunar New Year holiday will accelerate the infection rate.
The majority of infections have been detected in China, but the virus has already spread to other countries, including Thailand, Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines, as millions travel for the Lunar New Year holiday. Scientists in Hong Kong have warned of the super-spreader disease, and authorities are adamant the virus will be brought under control. The health scare has brought back bad memories of SARS, another coronavirus that broke out in China in the early 2000s, which killed nearly 800 in a global pandemic. Health authorities across the globe have stepped up their screening of travelers arriving from China, and some Chinese pharmacies have even run out of face masks as people stock up ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Iran has requested equipment it says it needs from U.S. and French authorities to download information from the black boxes of a downed Ukrainian passenger plane. Reuters' Francesca Lina has more.
After taking several days to admit to bringing down the plane in error earlier this month, Iran has been under immense pressure to hand over the black boxes. Canada, 57 of whose citizens were among the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian International Airlines crash, has said France should handle the flight data and voice recorders as one of the few nations with the ability to analyze the information. But Tehran has so far given mixed signals about whether or not they would be given up. Iran has faced U.S. sanctions for years that limited its ability to purchase modern planes and buy products with American technology. Hence, the request for technical equipment from French accident agency BEA and the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina. Musician Ozzy Osbourne says he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. We get more from AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Ozzy Osbourne tells ABC News Good Morning America he discovered he has Parkinson's disease after a bad fall last year that required neck surgery. He says it's hard to tell whether the numbness in his arms and cold feelings in his legs are from the surgery or the Parkinson's. His wife and manager, Sharon Osbourne, says Ozzy's diagnosis is not a death sentence. Ozzy, who is 71, plans to keep performing.
I just can't wait to get well enough to go on the road again. That's what's killing me.
I'm Archie Zaralletta.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.